The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazora if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. So here we are once again with the excitement of beginning a new Masechet. Today is Zvachim Daf Beis, and before we begin, why don't we discuss a little bit of the Inyan of the Avodat HaKorbanot. Chachim is even called Chochmah in the famous Pasuk V'Hayah Emunas Yisrecha Chosin Yeshuas Chochmas V'Da'at Chochmat, says the Gemara of the Zeh Seder Kodashim. And in fact, intention, awareness, and intelligence is very much central to this Seder. And, not coincidentally, the first Mishnah gets involved immediately with the issue of intent. What is the level of your awareness and what is your intention in bringing a Zevach? Remember that there are four basic Avodot. And we're going to call them Avodot because they are what actually allows afterwards the Zevach to be Merutza to Hashem. It is Matir, the meat to be eaten, either by the Kohanim, if we're talking about Kodesh Kodashim, or by the owner, if we're talking about a Shlomim, and a Tomid, and other Kodesh Kalim. And three out of those four have to be done by the Kohen, but the first one, which is the Shechita, is done by anybody, and very often a Baalim. They want to do the Shechita all on his own. The four Avodot are Zavicha, which is another word for Shechita, the Kabbalah, which is the Kabbalat Adam, immediately after the Shechita, and then taking that Dam and moving it over to the Mizbeach, which is called Holacha, and then at last, the actual Zerika of the Dam on the Mizbeach. Now, anything that doesn't involve the Dam really is not Ma'akiv the Korban. So if at that point we end up not even bringing anything else, we've got ourselves Yotzi Yedei Chovato. A Korban, of course, could be something that the Torah is Mechayev a person to bring. Perhaps it's a Korban Chatat for a sin that he did. Maybe it's a Korban Pesach. Maybe it's a Bechor. Maybe it's a Maiser. Maybe it's a Korban an Olat Re'iyah or an Olat Chagigah when it comes up for the regalim. Or maybe it's just a carbon that he was Mechayev himself, and there's two ways to do that. You can either actually say, I accept upon my shoulders to bring this and get an ola brought. And in that case, if anything happens to that carbon, you're going to have to make sure that an ola is brought, no matter what, because you took it on your shoulders. That's Hare Alai. I take it upon myself, as we'd say in English. That's called a neder. Then there's also a nedava. Nedava is essentially the same idea in terms of the what it is that you're going to do. The thing is, you never accept the responsibility for it. All you say is you look at an animal and say, this animal is an ola. If anything happens to it, that's not my business. Well, that's going to turn out to be very important today. Now, there are many things that need to be properly considered when one is bringing the carbon. And the truth is that it's possible, with the wrong intent, to totally destroy a carbon to the point where if you would eat it, you would actually be chayef karet, not just because it's not yet kosher, which is not an iser karet, but because it's actually worse than that, it is pigul. Now, but those things have to do with intentions that destroy the avodot that are required for the carbon. We're not up to there yet. Those are the areas of an intent to do things at the wrong time or in the wrong place, which is chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mekomo. And what we're talking about over here are the central issues of the intent of the carbon itself. What defines the carbon as a carbon ola of a certain person? So clearly, what it is that I do, the truth is that the shechita is generic. I'm going to shecht every single carbon the same way, at least between me and the carbon, maybe in a different place, maybe the kachikachi have to be a bit safon. But for that reason, there's something about the shechita that actually can represent all of the four avodot. And that's what we're going to do here. We're going to talk about kol hazvachim sheniz b'chut, that we did the shechita, but we really mean either the shechita or the kabbalat adam, or the halachat adam, or the zrikat adam, any of those things have to be, in order to establish that this is the carbon that we're dealing with in the mind of the Kohen or the one who's doing the Shechita, has to be for the intent that it is in fact this and not for some other purpose, for even another carbon. Of course, there are things that you can do that will really mess things up. I mean, you're bringing things for the purpose of bringing it to an Avodah Zarah and so on. We're talking about now the simple issue of awareness of what this is, the Chochmah that's involved in the initial act of making this carbon kosher by doing what needs to be done to it, to the Dam. And then subsequently, we can get into the various issues that can come about that ruin what we do to the carbon, the various things that might be done, Chutz Lezman or Chutz Lemekomo and so on. And so we open with a discussion of the concept of lishma, meaning the shma of the korban. So suppose I have a korban ola that I'm going to bring instead as a shlomim, and or vice versa. This is going to be discussed now in four different shitot. Now, just also as a brief introduction to what it is that we're going to be talking about, there's really seven types of korbanot that we're going to be dealing with right up here in the Zvachim. That, of course, excludes all of the complexities of the menachot, which are vegetable korbanot, which is a whole different mesechet. That's the next mesechet, mesechet menachot. We're going to be dealing with an ola, which is brought entirely on the mizbeach, with a chatat, which is kachay kachim, brought for almost every chiyuv karet, when it's done b'shogeg. An asham, which is brought for the particular things that actually we've been talking about quite a bit in Masechet, or actually throughout the Seder Nezikin. We've spoken about a shlomim, and a shlomim includes a todah, although the todah has special dinim beyond the shlomim. It has bread that's brought with it, four different types, and it's only eaten for one day and the following nights. In that sense, it's similar to kachim kachim, but nonetheless, it's type shlomim and is kachim kalim. So is a bechor, the firstborn, maser behema, which is selected as you take off one out of every 10 animals, and then the korban pesach, which is another very unique type of subsection of shlomim. The ola, the chatat, the asham, those are kachay kachim. There are, of course, other kachay kachim, but they are menachot. All the others, in other words, the shlomim, and including the bechor, maaser, the korban pesach, and interestingly enough, there is a particular type of shlomim, which is, although generally included under the rubric of shlomim, it's kachay kachim, is an absolutely unique thing, and those are the special korbanos that are brought with the shtei halachim on Shavuot. And so the avodot ha-machshirot, if we've got the four avodot ha-machshirot, now that doesn't mean they're avodot in the sense of a zar not being allowed to do them, that's a whole different thing. There are avodot which have not even been listed here, that a zar is going to be chayav misa for doing, for instance, putting the meat on the mizbeach, turning things like that, which are not machshir, because as I mentioned, once you took care of the dam, you don't have to worry about anything else. And so with these four avodot that are called the machshirot, and with these seven types of zvachim, including their subdivisions, we are ready to go and discuss this mishnah. General rule is that kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman. If you do the act of shechita, or that means also the act of kabbalah, or holacha, or zarika, and you do them with the thought that they're actually a different carbon than they are, the halacha is that nonetheless they're kosher. However, because it's a different carbon in your mind, indeed it's a different carbon than the one that was necessary to bring. And that is therefore going to be b'chayav you to bring another carbon. So if you had accepted upon yourself the achrayut to bringing such a carbon, it was lo alulabalin mashem chovah. Then you didn't bring the carbon you said you were going to bring. And therefore, even though it's a kosher carbon, and the meat can be eaten, and you continue to bring it on the mizbeach, and it's not considered to be a posel that you're bringing to the mizbeach, which is aser, so you're going to have to do it again. So if you were chayev at this carbon, or if you made a neder to bring this carbon, then you're going to have to replace it. The rule, however, is not absolute, because it's not true about a carbon pesach and a carbon chatas. There it actually destroys the kashrus of the carbon. You have to stop doing any avodot on it. It's also not allowed to bring kashrus sudim on the mizbeach. The pesach, when we say a carbon pesach, we mean a pesach bizmano. Otherwise, if you check to the carbon pesach, let's say thinking perhaps it was a carbon shlomim, at some other time of the year besides Erev Pesach at the time of the Zman HaShechitas HaPesach, then it really isn't a pesach. So it's the same as shechting a shlomim. And therefore it wouldn't possible it. The chatat, that of course is no gay at any time, and that would be b'chol zman, you would passel it with a bach shavah shavah lishma. Rabbi Eliezer says it's not quite accurate, because an asham is not any different than a chatas, and therefore you have to add to the two exclusions a third exclusion, the asham. The pesach bizmano, as you said, and hachatat v'asham b'chol zman. That's the correct way to say the ruling. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, it's only logical, is it not? I mean, a chatat ba'al chit, v'yasham ba'al chit. I mean, clearly the fact that a chatat is psula, shelo lishma, has to do with the way in which it relates to the maisa that was b'chayav chatat. But the yasham is the same way. The yasham was a result of a chiyav that was coming through chit. So if the Torah passes a chatat, shelo lishma, ma chatat psula shelo lishma, afa asham is also psula shelo lishma. Yosi ben Choni Omer, there's more to it than that. It's not only that the Korban Pesach, the Korban Chatas, will become possible without lishma. It's that if the Korban Pesach or the Korban Chatos was used as the model for the Korban that you're shechting, which is not a Chatos or a Pesach, they will also parcel that Korban. So in other words, it's not simply the question with higher standards for a Chatos and a Pesach. That's not the point. The point is that in transferring now Kedusha with the Kedusha of a Chatos or a Pesach, you're in trouble because it can't be changed in any way. Since if you take another carbon and you shecht it for a chatas, you're also now attempting to make this carbon kosher with the din of the kedusha of a chatas. That kedusha can't be applied outside of its precise appropriateness. In which case, not only is the chatas possible, but whatever is shechted for the chatas would become possible. So anishchatim l'shem pesach, or l'shem chatas, would also be pesulim. Shimon Achia Azariah, he was called that because of the fact that he Azariah used to support Shimon. So it was a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement. So they never mentioned the learning of Shimon without mentioning his brother Azariah made it possible and reviewed as a team. So he says, it's not as simple as that. It depends whether you're going upwards in Kedusha or you're going downwards in Kedusha. Now we measure upwards in Kedusha this first two very general categories. There's Kachi Kachim, and there's Kachim Kalim. Kachi Kachim are the types of karbanas that, generally speaking, would only be eaten for the day in which they're nishat, and the following night. Although that's not 100% the siman to the level of Kedusha, there's also other karbanas like that. But they're karbanas that can be eaten only by Kayanim. They're nishat in the northern side of the Mizbeah. They have to be betzafein, as we'll see later on. And they also are only eaten within the mafitza of the Beis HaMikdash. They cannot be eaten in Yerushalayim the way Kachim Kalim are. So that's a very general thing. So if I brought a Eila L'Shem Shulamim, I'm going downhill terribly. And therefore, I would parcel it, even though the Tanakama holds, doesn't really matter which direction you're going. On the other hand, vice versa, if I said the Shlomim, L'Shem Eila, then it would be kosher. But there's more subtle variations as well within types of Kedusha, because there's certain Karbanas, let's say a Bechor and a Maaser, that do not require Zerika of the Dam on the Mizbeach. We only do Shvicha towards the Yesod. Or they don't require the Shlomim, even though there's subcategories of Shlomim, they don't require Nisachim. They don't require smicha. They don't have a chaz v'shok, a truf of chaz v'shok that's taken off specially. So the fact that the Torah is less makbid on that means that there's less kedusha in it. The higher the kedusha, the greater the degree of specificity in how it is that it needs to be handled. As a matter of fact, that's the definition of kedusha, the degree of specificity. So if something is kadosh, it cannot be used outside of the context of its specificity. That's what we mean by kedusha isha. This woman is specified for this man. It can't be used outside of its specification. That's exactly the same way we would say in Hebrew, you want to have a dedicated fax line. You can't use it for your phone calls. It can only be used for a fax. Dedicated is to be marketed something in English also. So it's mukdash to that purpose. Therefore, if you're expanding the usage, so then you're destroying it, because then you're taking away its kedusha. If, however, you're making it more specific in your mind, you're not earning it anyway. Therefore, the rule would be that if you were shechting something that was a shem gavoa man, that's on a higher level of kedusha, so then that means its usage is more specific than its kosher. The shem namoch man. But if now you're trying to remove the specific nature of it, make it broader, nah, so then it's possible. Kate said, what do I mean? For instance, in a general sense, any kachim kachim that was shochet l'shem kachim kalim would be possible. Ros kachim kalim sheshachta l'shem kachim kachim, meaning that's going up, would be kosher. Or let's get more specific. You have bechor and maaser, which you were shochet l'shem shlamim. Now, even though both of them are kachim kalim, and even though in essence bechor and maaser is a variation on the theme of shlamim, but in this case the bechor and maaser is a lower level of kedusha because it has less stringent requirements. And it does not have the din of Zrikas Adam. There's no Shnayim Shem Arba. There's only Shmicha. And there's no Nesachim. There's no Smicha. There's no Chazir HaShok. So if you go up, that's fine. But if you took a shalomim and you're shechted to l'shem bekor l'shem maaser, so then you're lessening the level of its specific kedusha. Because of that, it would be psuli. Okay, so we have again many different shitas over here. The Tanakama has that it makes no difference whether you're going up or you're going down. All shinui in shchita, kabbalah, herlacha, zirika of the name of the korban is perfectly kosher, even though you're not allowed to do it. But it's perfectly kosher unless we're talking about a korban pesach bismano or a korban chatas at any time. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that's basically true, except you have to add a korban osham, which is similar to the korban chatas. Wherever that would also be possible. But it's only possible in that direction, where you're trying to change the shame of the chatas and the pesach. Wouldn't be true in the opposite direction. Comes along now Yossi ben Choni to say that it works in both directions. If you shecht another korban for the pesach bismana, or you would shecht another korban for the chatas, so they would also be possible. Then we have the shita of the Shimon Achi Azariah, which says that its ruling is not correct by making it any carbon to any carbon. It's any carbon to any higher carbon, and not any carbon to any lower level of carbon. Now, how the shitas interrelate in terms of, are they olo l'shem l'balim b'shem chova also, if you're saying it's kosher? In other words, is this purely a chumra? Is it a kula as well? Is that where you say it's kosher, I'm going even beyond where you say it's kosher? This will be discussed at the Gemara. We don't know precisely how much we mean to add or subtract from the other day when we make the requirements more stringent. Says the Gemara, when the Mishnah says, Kol hazbachim shenizbechu shelo lishmar ksherim ela. I mean, that the ela is a little bit strange because, I mean, I don't usually view kashrut in the sense of the din of the karvan is that it patters the bialim. We're talking about the din of the karban. If you want to tell me, oh, and by the way, the balim won't get ritzui from it, so just say they're kosher. Ve'lo alo lebalim, b'shem chovah. Because, I mean, isn't that the whole reason that we're using the concept of lishma as the opening of the Masechta? What's the din of the karban? So don't confuse. The din of the karban is ela. That's not a din of the karban. It's a brilliant question. Yeah. Very, very subtle question. When you say Ella, the implication is there's something about the din of this korban that is going to be defined by the fact that I'm telling you it was all about l'shem chovah. Now, what could that possibly be? What it's coming to tell me is that indeed the din of the korban being affected by lishma is only insofar as not being able to be used by the balim because it's a different carbon. But that doesn't mean it is the carbon that you said it is at this point. So when you shechted an oila for shlomi, you say, oh, so if it's kosher, I can continue to shechted a shlomi. I can do now the kabbalah satan l'shem shlomi. I can do the oilach l'shem shlomi. Not true. It is still an oila. So the remarkable thing is that there's something about the nature of this carbon that is different, but not different in terms of the change that you were requiring or you were pretending that it was. So now you have no right to do anything else that would be shelo lishma.
Keep considering it as an olah.
It is what it is, but it's not the same is that it was. So it is, in fact, a subtle point when I say ela. The carb, it's the nature of the carbon that has changed vis-a-vis the balim. But the carbon, in terms of the shema carbon, hasn't changed. The species of the carbon is the same. So therefore, b'kedusha tayo, in its original kedusha, it remains. And osir l'shenuye b'hu, you cannot do anything else, because you are mechuyev to bring it correctly. It is osir to be b'shan to the shame of a carbon, as we'll see later on. Everything has to be nizbach l'shem, what it is that it was set to be. Shetehezvicha l'shem shlomim, as we're going to learn out later. So whatever it is that you're doing is done for that purpose.
So in the midst of the Avoda, he realized that he called it by the wrong name.
And he has to go back to calling it the right name from this point forward.
Despite
the fact that he knows that now it's been changed because of his shame.
And he'll lose it as far as his...
He already lost it.
Lost it.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't mean that he has a right now to consider it the other carbon in any way. even in terms of continuing to do the avodah, trying to be consistent. Well, I had in mind Hashem Shomim, I might as well do the Zrik Hashem Shomim. That's not true. It's still a Zrog Dama Shalolishma. Just because you shechted it Shalolishma doesn't mean you can go ahead now and be Makabal Adam or be Melech Adam or be Zarek Adam Shalolishma. Now, you could say that this is a Svara B'Alma, or you could say we learn out of a Pasuk. So, Ibait Ema Sifara, it's Mishum Deshani Ba'Kalani Lishni Ba'Valezo. So, what? Because you were Mishana it, so therefore you should be allowed to continue to be Mishana it. In other words, nobody is suggesting that it really became a Shomim. So, the Chiddush that I'm telling you now, that you're not allowed to be Mishana the Shem, what about the Kedusha of this Eila do you think would have been merited to the level in which there's no Chiyav of Lishma anymore? So just because you make one mistake, two wrongs make a right. On the contrary, it makes it more wrong. So why should you continue to be Mishana? Okay, now that Svara you could argue with, and Taina, that the very change that has to do with Shem Baalim implies that this is a carbon that does not fulfill the requirements of the original vision of the Eila. Mamela, the Ibay to Ema searches for a pasuk. Whenever we have an Ibay to Ema, it's not 100% clear that can stand. Maybe if you have a tie, and if you want to, then you could say, look, there's no point in arguing with it, because the fact is that the Torah has defined what happened. And what happened is also something that is brilliant. It's an amazing gilui of the pasuk. What happens when you're Mishana Shem? Motza sifatecha tishmor v'yasita kasher nadarta l'Hashem elokecha nidava. Now, this is a contradiction. First it says, Vasita kasher nadart. And then it says, Nidava asher dibarta. I didn't make a nidava, I made a neder. Now there's a major difference between a neder and a nidava. A neder means that I accept responsibility for seeing to it that this carbon is brought. Anything, I realize, anything that happens to this carbon, I have to replace it. It was stolen, died, brought shalom lishma, I have to replace it. But if I make it a dava, and the dava is a din on the animal itself, I say, this animal is an ayla. Okay? The animal died. Fine. It was an ayla that died. It was brought to lo lishma. It was an ayla that was brought to lo lishma. It's not my responsibility. All I did was say, this animal is what it is. It was what it was. I never guaranteed that it would be kosher, what it was.
You don't say you're going to bring it? This is an
ayla. I'm going to bring it as an adava. Fine. I did. It made it to the Mizbeach, but not the Kashrus. Or maybe it died, but I wasn't mitchayev to see to it that it would get there. That's what a neder is. Where a guy says, a re'alai means I'm taking it on myself, as we say in English. I take it on myself. It's on me. The Gemara's lashon is, kamandatoin le'akatfe. It's as if you're carrying it on your shoulders. So that's what the word alai metaphorically means. Whatever happens to it, I'm going to get this done. Okay, if you're going to get it done, so if it didn't work, you're going to have to bring another one. That's what we're saying. Lo alo labalim b'shem chova, either an externally defined chova or the chova that he creates for himself. So how does the pasuk say, kasher nadarta nidava? What do you mean nidava? Hai nidava? It isn't a nidava. It's a neder. Hello, that's the point of the pasuk, that's what changed. Im kemoshe nadarta asita, if it was done the way that it was specified initially. I'm going to see to it that this is brought as an oil. Well, I'm sorry, sir. It was brought as a shlomi. But it's kosher. Yes, but that's not what you said. You said, I'm going to see to it that this animal is brought as an oil. And it wasn't brought as an oil. So therefore, it's not going to be motzi your chiv to bring this oil. Go bring another animal as an oil. That's part of the harealai. So you'll say, oh, so then I could do what I want with it. No, all that happened was, is it changed from being a neder to being a nadava. That's all that happened. So if you bring in a dava now, it's not going to be yotze to your neder, but you'll still have to do your neder, and this animal is as if you gave Stam a gift. Okay, so now a guy brings in a dava. He's going to say, well, it was in a dava anyway, so I can do whatever I want, right? What, are you crazy? Of course not. Even if you're bringing in a dava, it doesn't mean you have a right to do an iser and to change it. So what makes you think you have a right to do it? This is the only difference in it. It's so beautiful. It's the same. It's not that it's a different carbon in the sense that you could have a hava minas and a mela, let me already be Mishana because I was Mishana then. It's different only in the sense that it did not fulfill the requirements that you had accepted upon yourself or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzavah you on. So therefore, in kemoshin adar tasita fine. So then it's a neder. But if not, in love nedavia inun and nedavia mishari l'shinuyev. So because it's a nedavia, you can do what you want. What do you think? Just because I was such a good guy that I'm bringing the gifts and I can do whatever I want with the gifts? Of course not. So that's exactly what the pasuk is saying.
You get credit for nedavia.
Yeah, you want to know what brownie points you get? Whatever, of course you get credit for nedavia. You ended up bringing a carbon. You're not yaitse. Yaitse is a different thing. It's nothing to do with credit. Exactly. Your son brought a gift. I got it for it. It was wonderful. Lovely. Mizbeach had more food. But this has nothing to do with your promise of what you're going to take care of. Omalei Ravina, or Papa, as Ravina said to Papa, it's such a shame. We were all out there having a ball Friday night, and we were talking about these great sugyas over there, and you couldn't be there because you didn't get to the inside the tchum in time for Shabbos. So, unfortunately, you weren't able to come. We knew you would have liked to come. But, man, let me tell you, Rami, Rava, Mili, Malyata, Adadi, Vishanilo. Rava had these great contradictions. I mean, like, this is better than Scrabble, anything. And these great steers in the Gemara between the different Mishnayas, and he worked it all out. Yeah, well, what? My Mili, Malyata. Well, take a look at this Mishnah over here in Zvachim. It's not. Kul Zvachim, Shinizbachu, Shalolishman. Right, so here it says. You had in mind a different carbon than it was. How about if you didn't have in mind a different carbon? You just didn't have in mind any carbon. So there the implication is, Taima, the Shalolishman, and only Shalolishman. Suppose it would have been Stoma. I didn't have in mind whatever, I just Stam Shechted it. So then the Mashmaut is, then of course it would be completely kosher. It would even be Alunami Labalim L'Shum Chova. Now how can it be Alunami Labalim L'Shum Chova if there's nothing that connects it to that Balim? Must be Alma. Stoma nami kilishman dami. That wherever something is made for a particular purpose, you don't need to think, I am doing this specifically for that purpose. It registers automatically. If you're doing it stam, then that'll be lishma. Ah, here's the great question that he has. Ramini, kol haget shenichtav shelo l'shem yisahar pasro. If you write a get that wasn't written for this particular woman, it's pasro. And as we know there, everyone's going to ask how we know all of this, Stoma is also puzzle. So how do you explain that? Why would Stoma be puzzle? And he answered, and of course, it's clear to us in the way I presented it, what the answer is. He answered it, that is the whole issue. The reason that Stoma is kosher, because, not because you don't need Lishman, but because Stoma is Lishman, since that's what is meant to be done with the Zevach in the first place. So if you're doing this typical requirement of a Zevach, then the very fact that this is what is meant to happen makes it the equivalent of having in mind the particular Zemach. So the action is supportive of the history that is meant to take place. What are you going to say? You're going to say, by get? Huh? A woman is a menetz to be megureshet. What is that supposed to mean? There's nothing in the get that connects this get to that woman. So over there you need a positive connection. Now how the heck is a positive connection going to happen? A guy writes out a get. You walk into the Hallmark card store, you know. So you select a card that has the name or the little key ring that has the name.
A personalized
card. So okay, so these say for they don't have anything to do today, so they write out three getting. Every day they write out three getting. Leia, Rachel, whatever. Yeah, and then it's already, you walk in, why should you wait for a get? You walk in, you buy the get that has the right woman's name, the right man's name. You know, and there's all in the cubby holes. You go according to alphabetical order. And then you take the get, and you give it to her. So then you're going to say, well, it was written for anyone that's called Leia. Come on, what do you mean anyone that's called Leia? It wasn't written for this woman. So Mamela, there's no connection that was supposed to be created by the Lishman. Oh, but the Lishman is, this is a profound insight in the nature of Lishman. In other words, Lishman functions as the way in which what it is that's being done connects to the object that it's meant to have an impact on. So the get is supposed to create a gerushin. What makes this get nogea, the woman that is being megureshet? Only the lishman. That's what the requirement of lishman is. But what are you going to say? What makes the shkita of this zevach the shkita of the zevach? Well, what kind of question is that? You want it not to be the lishman, then you'll have to say, don't think I'm shechting this for the zevach. I have in mind something else.
Even though I'm saying the basic reason.
Yeah, I have a mind that it's an Ayla. Only you guys know it's a Shlomi. Fine, so there you have to go out of your way to be okay. to be something else. But when it comes to something that is only created through the Lishmana, how could you say Stama is Lishmana? It doesn't even make any sense. And therefore, once you see what it is that the Lishmana is meant to achieve, so then there's no possible way of saying Stama Lishmana. So therefore, says Rava, it's obvious that there's a difference between the Shalom Lishmana Stama of the Get and of the Zevach. We're going to get there. So Zvachim b'stama l'shman omdim, whereas Isha b'stama lav l'gerushin omedet. Now, before we continue, you made a heck of a lot of assumptions in the question that we let you get away with. But I'd like to go back and analyze where you took the data from, in which you came up with the idea that stama l'shman by is kashal l'shman for Zvachim, and stama shalom l'shman by a get, that's a given. And now you come along and explain to me why it's a given. Where was it a given? I don't understand. Is it the language? The language seems exactly the same in both places. Ask the Gemara. Let me understand this. You're saying Zvachim is Bistamak Sherit. Can I understand where you know that from? I mean, you pretended you knew it from the Mishnah. You said, Ha-Stoman. I mean, is it from the Mishnah? Why doesn't it just say Shalom Nizbuchu Lishman? Any Zevach that wasn't brought Lishma is not Olo Lebalim B'Shem Chova. Since it says specifically any Zevach that was brought Shalom Lishma, Mashma, that doesn't need to be brought Lishma, it just can't be brought Shalom Lishma. Well, it's a nice diag, but then it's exactly the same diag that we have in Gittin. That's what it said in the Mishnah in Gittin. Getnami, Yaktani. Kol HaGet Sheniktav Shalom L'Shem Isha. It should say Shalom Niktav L'Shem Isha, right? Wasn't written L'Shem this woman. Instead it says, it was written not L'Shem, this woman, is possible. It's exactly the same language. So what makes you think that Stama wouldn't be kosher? Maybe Stama would be kosher. Looks to me like you make it up your mind in advance, that this is the way it is, so then you present it as the facts, and now you look really smart at explaining why it's true. Where does it say in the Mishnah that it's true? So Shalom L'Shem Isha Pasu, look at any Shalom Yichtav L'Shem Isha Pasu. It's okay, that can't be the Diyak. So it must be that the way that we know that the Zevach is kosher, means Astam, is actually from another Mishnah. It's Mihaditznan. Now over there, the Mishnah discusses mixed thoughts. Lishman, v'shalol lishman, shalol lishman, v'lishman. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, are we talking about two different Avodos, which we'll talk about when we get there, or are we talking about, let's say, the beginning of the Shkita shalol lishman, the end of the Shkita lishman, and so which involves all kinds of other issues, but that's not important to us. What's important to us is the way that the Mishnah gives an example of what is meant by Lishman v'Shalom Lishman. So again, whether it's talking about the beginning and the end of the Shechita, whether it's talking about the Shechita, the Kabbalah, but the point is that the Mishnah says that when I say Lishman v'Shalom Lishman, I mean that you did some of it L'Shem Pesach and some of it L'Shem Shlomo. Now, why does it have to be L'Shem Pesach and L'Shem Shlomo? Why can't it be L'Shem Pesach, and then without adding any Kabbalah? So it would be Stama. So in other words, what you're saying is that if it would have been L'Shem Pesach, and then Stama, it would be kosher. So why else would we make a much lesser Kiddush? What we should say even that the din would be positive with Stama. So Alma Stama, indeed, would be kosher K'lishman. Some raya that is. That's because you started doing it right. So obviously, in that case, we'll say, okay, as long as you began the process, well, you're supposed to sit there the whole time, and you have to, bedavka, have in mind that it's a Pesach, as long as you didn't think it was something else. So once you started the L'Shem Pesach, I'm also ready to agree that that's the L'Shem Pesach. No, that's what we're talking about. Shani Hatam, because maybe the principle is Kol HaOseh HaDat Mishana HaOseh. Having established, it's like we say L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah. Having established L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah, so now by definition what I'm doing is L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah. If I'm going to change it, then I'd have to say L'Shem Mois Pekis instead of L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah. As long as they don't say that. No, this is very no-gab. We'll see in a moment. It's not Tosfos understands those sugyas, we'll get. So that doesn't prove anything, because we're talking about stoma in a case where it doesn't start off in a particular way. You're claiming it's the very fact that it's meant to start off is the equivalent of having the correct machshava in the first place. Now, that's a big leap from saying that things continue in the path that they've been given. Okay, fine. Take the sefer of that same mission, and you'll see that it's the same thing. Because over there, the sefer says, okay, how can I give you a case of shalom lishman ulishman. So shelo lishman ulishman, that would be a case of l'shem shalomim and l'shem pesach. So over there, if it was l'shem shalomim or l'shem pesach, so then we would say that it's considered to be a shinui. No, of course not. He's being Mishana, the shame we're talking about over there. In part of, so over there he starts off wrong. Now, if starting off wrong would be not having the kavanah, stomach, so why do you have to say, you want to know how you ruin things by starting off wrong? You ruin things by starting off wrong by saying that it's l'shem shlomim instead of saying it's l'shem pesach. Why is l'shem shlomim? Stomach. Mashma, had you just, you shechted, and then you remembered in time for the Zrika, let's say, or you shechted, remembered by the end of Shkita, according to Rashi. Oh, of course, l'shem pesach. You never had any kavanah the opposite. So apparently that would be fine, because, I mean, otherwise, tell me a much bigger kiddush. If you only remembered it was a pesach later, it's too late. That's already Eruv Machshavos. So you're telling me that I have to specifically have in kavanah that it should be a carbon shalomim in order to ruin it. So then clearly, stoma would be lishman. Maybe that's your raya. Also not a good raya. You know why? Because over there I'll say a stoma that culminates now in a machshava, that machshava retroactively defines the whole process. So the guy wasn't thinking. But of course it's l'shem pesach. Okay, so then that means that now we understand that the kavanah all along of the entire maaseh was l'shem pesach. That's why, in that case, stoma wouldn't have been a good substitute, because it ended correctly. In order for me to make it a shinui Hashem of the Pesach, I will need to first say shalomim. So then, even if in the end I say, whoops, I mean Pesach, but you already did the shkita l'shem shalomim. That's not true when it comes to stoma. I'm asking you about a case of stoma where there wasn't a sofa al tchilato. That's what we're talking about. How are you going to bring me a raya here? You start off with an assumption. Zvachim, that a shechted stoma without a follow-up, without anything that had to do with a shalol lishman or a lishman at any point, stoma is kosher. I'm asking you to show me where. If it's from our Mishnah, then I don't understand your kasher from Gittin, because it's the same language. If it's from the fact that if you start off with the correct machshava, it's always the correct machshava, that's because you started it off. If it's because you end up with the correct machshava, that's because ochiach sofa tchilato. Bring me a case where I don't have these other issues. And you know what? Even if you don't have, you don't believe ochiach sofa tchilato. And you're saying, no, the truth was, had it been stoma, it would have been possible over there. So why didn't you say so? I didn't say so because I'm trying to keep the Mishnah parallel. And I started off with explaining lishman v'shalo lishman. So to explain Lishman v'shalol Lishman, I had to say the name. I had to say Pesach and then Shlomi. So if that's the case, because over there I started with the Pesach. So therefore I said over here the same thing, Tananai v'shalol Lishman v'lishman, even though over here really would have been kosher for with Stoma. So, no Pesach, I mean if it's Stoma. So, I don't have a Raya. Okay, you got another Raya. Maybe from here, Elamiha. L'shem shisha dvarim azevach nizbach. There's six things that a person has to have in mind in order to bring his carbon properly. The Kohen who is shechting has to have these things in mind. The Baalim is shechting. So first of all, it has to be L'shem Zevach. So what I'm doing over here is the name of the carbon. I'm shechting this as a carbon shlomi. That's what we call the Lishma here in our Mishnah. The Mishnah Lishma has broad issues. Also means L'shem the owner and so on. But fine. The simple meaning is L'shem Zevach. Furthermore, L'shem Zoveach. It has to be for the correct person. And I'm bringing Reuven's carbon, I'm saying this should be Eilu L'Shem Shimon. Okay? That's also a Shinui Hashem. It also has to be L'Shem Shem. It has to be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was mitzvah this. I'm doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires karbanos. Not stam, I like shedding the blood of an animal. It has to be L'Shem Ishim, so that I have in mind the dafka that should be burned on the Mizbeach, not that I'm making a barbecue on the Mizbeach even. But that's not burning it. Shem Yishim means to be burned, not to be cooked. So I'm not broiling this meat. I am burning it on the Mizbeach. It has to be L'Shem Reach. It has to be, I'm doing this in such a way that when it is burnt, Agavi HaMizbeach, it creates the burning rea, as opposed to maybe I'll boil it up first, or I'll barbecue it first, then we'll put it on the mizbeach. No, it's the mizbeach now that has to create that rea. It has to also be l'shem nichoach, meaning that it has to be nachat, so that I recognize that I want to be meratza with this carpet. There's a nachat ruach takarash baruch hu in seeing that people are eiser etzayim. Have that in mind. And there's one additional requirement for chatat or nasham, and also has to be l'shem chet. Now comes on Rabbi Yossi, and he says, well, af misha lo'ya l'bilibel l'shem achat b'kolei l'tzpash. You don't really need to think any of these things. Doesn't matter. Even if it was stoma, it would also be kosher. Because Lamaisa Beit Din actually was mitaken bedafka, that you shouldn't have kavana.
One of the six or all?
No kavana. Shecht in mind that it should be the correct kavana. Because the last thing we need is every Joe Schmo having kavanas, God help us. This was the L'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu issue. Your Yichud Kutcha Brichu, believe me, that'll ruin the mitzvah completely. Just do what you gotta do. So the Bezdin figures, but that's all we need. He's gonna, obviously he'll do it wrong. We'll tell him, make sure you bring in L'shem carbon, right? It was definitely L'shem Oila, was it? Oh my God, no, wasn't it? So as we know, the more you try to do things right, the more likely it is that you're gonna screw it up. So Mamela, don't have in Kavana, it's a Tznai Beit Din, that the low lema lishma, you shouldn't say lishma. You should be dafka, leave it stum. Because if you're going to say lishma, then you're going to say the wrong lishma. So dimma to lema shalom lishma. Now, Isak, that is stum is possible. What are you going to tell me? Stum is really possible. So Bezdin came and made a takana of something that's really possible to make it kosher. That's crazy. Bishlam is what Tommy's stomach is kosher. So Bezdin comes along and says, no, if stum is kosher, that's good enough. Because it's better to leave it of what's kosher than to make a kavana shalom lishma. But they're going to tell you, but dafka to make it stum. If stum itself is kosher. Now, Tosis is very bothered by this. Who needs all this babbling? We just said, Rabbi Yossi said, even if you don't have kavana, it's kosher. You could have stopped right there, not said a word about any Bezdin, and everything would have been just fine. Instead, you go through this whole big drosha. Well, and after all, certainly Bezdin wouldn't have said it. What's the difference if Bezdin would have said it, wouldn't have said it? The bottom line is, we're saying over here that stum is kosher. That's all you need to know. So why is this going on? So therefore, Tosfos understands. He's very counterintuitive to the words, that the meaning over here is, Misha lo haya b'libo le'achat mikol elo. It doesn't mean thinking in his heart. It means announcing with his mouth. So that all of these kavanas need to be expressed with words. Now this is going to be a whole issue that we're going to see throughout the Masechta.
Why is this called the Imlipo?
Because it means that is an indication of his deepest intent, how he speaks. The language is, as I said, is counterintuitive. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is like this. Look, if stomach, but that doesn't mean that it's stomach, because maybe in his heart he has just saying, even if he didn't indicate that this is what he's thinking about, he was thinking it inside without saying it. So how can you prove anything from Ravasi? Because if Lamaisa not thinking at all would be puzzle, then Bezdin is getting into some very iffy territory by telling you don't say it, because you don't say it, you may very well end up not thinking it. Okay, so now it's not my business to worry about it. But if it's not your business to worry about, then it'll be stoma. And stoma is not kosher. So how can Bezdin risk you're doing it shalolishma, essentially, by doing it stoma? Therefore, must be now, would be kosher stoma. So the male of Bezdin isn't risking anything by telling you not to say it. Okay? That's how he understands the sugar, which seems to make it absolutely essential that it be this way. Now, that's not the only possible approach. Because the fact is that you would say, this doesn't prove anything, because if their Bezdin said not to say it lishma, that meant that they made it lishma, not that it was said better it should be stama. That's the point. If I'm telling you, just bring it al das Bezdin, fine, and we have in mind lishma.
All of these categories.
Exactly, because we know that that's possible, let's say legabe trumas halishka. We have in mind that this should go for the benefit of so-and-so. What do you mean you have in mind? That's not why the guy gave it. It's irrelevant. We can make a Tnai Bezdin. So we're making a Tnai Bezdin, not a Gezerah of Bezdin, a Tnai Bezdin. We are supplying the Lishma. Therefore, thank you very much. Don't think about it. We'll take care of it because you're bound to mess it up. And we created a situation where we announce in advance a carbon that is an oila is now being brought al da'atenu as an oila. So then comes along the Gemara to say, no. Because that is all very true, but only if be'etzem staman is lishma. Because Bezdin is going to take something which the way in which it's being done is the way to passel the carbon and say, you act as if it's stoma. And we'll make it that it really is lishman, but stoma is not lishman. Well, what kind of takana is that? To utilize a mechanism that passels and say, but it's okay because we're going to take care of it so that it shouldn't passel. It's just not the direct of the Bezdin to be metaken in that oath. The most you can do is you can say, rely on stoma. And then we know that we're doing it as a Tanai Bezdin. Because of that, and that's even the Lashon, Shetanai Bezdin, who needs Tanai Bezdin? Don't say Shetanai Bezdin, say Gzeirat Beidin. Tanai Beidin always means it's being brought ultimately al da'atenu, and we are making it conditional, the original Akrova, on the fact that that stama is the Lishma. So that then it wouldn't require you to have to necessarily talk about it at all, you see. So that would explain why it would say Sagadai for stama is possible. Kaima Beidinu Mati Milta the Mitzvah. So now we know that a zevach that is brought stoman is lishma. Okay. Now what about your assumption that a get in that fashion is not kosher? How do you know that? The gabe get is stam apostle that you took for granted minola. Is it from the Mishnah that says that a guy who is walking down the road and he's going past Zilberman and he's walking by the room in which they're training kids to be suffering? So the Rebbe says, "L'shem ish plated girish plated." We won't complain. Now there's no such thing. Of course, we're just practicing, and everybody's saying, "Okay, ish plated girish plated." We won't complain. Okay, now read what you wrote. We wrote ish plated girish plated. We won't complain. Excellent. Next, now, as you're walking by, you say, "This is amazing, Ashkaka." That happens, it's an incontrovertible sign. That happens to be exactly my name, my wife's name, the name of our city. What are the chances? Come on. So if ever there was a Torah code for me to be Megarish, my wife, this is it. Sarah Zeshmi, Zeshem Ishti, Apostle of Megarish Bay. So why is Apostle of Megarish Bay? Apparently because it wasn't written for this specific woman and the specific man? No, but that doesn't prove anything, because that you could say the reason it's possible is the way Rav Papa explained that the first step in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah that goes and says, and not only that, and not only that. So what is the first step in which this is the lowest level of writing a get lishma? Because, says Rav Papa, the whole point over here is that we're walking by Zilberman. So, you're practicing, you're not even writing a get. I mean, obviously there's a difference in not writing a get at all. You're writing something that looks like a get. It was not an instrument of divorce. It was a test to hand in and see what your grade was to your Rebbe. So how do you use that as a bill of divorce when it wasn't written for that at all? It wasn't written as a bill of divorce. I'm talking about you wrote a bill of divorce. It's in Hallmark's cards. And now you want to buy the one that was written as a bill of divorce to anybody with this name. How do you know that's not kosher? Okay. Take a look at the next case. Yeter Akein, more than that, even if a guy had decided to be Megarish's wife, and he has a get written, and then he changes his mind. So Katav Legaresh Tishto V'nim Lach, and now he says, oh, what am I going to do with all that money? I know. There's another guy in town with my name who married a woman with the same name. I'll sell it to him, at least I'll make 10 cents on the dollar, let him be Megarish's wife. So he goes over and says, look, Shmi kishimcha, shem ishti kishem ishtacha, what do you say? 90% discount. It's still possible to garish po. Why? Because it wasn't written lishma. Nah, come on. I mean, but it was written for somebody else. I mean, that's shalol lishma. That's not stoma. So over there, Dilma Shani Adam de Intikle, the Shugerish and Dahu. What do you think? Lishma means the generic name Leah. I mean, so then the whole thing would, that was what we were asking. We were asking, what makes it this woman? If you tell me over here it was written for another woman, that's not what we're asking. Show me in a case where it wasn't written for another woman. It was written for a woman by this name. How about that? Oh, the next Yetra came. Yahoo? And not only that, but if a guy has two wives by the same name, I can't afford two wives. All right, so which one do you want to divorce? I don't know. I'll give it a week and we'll decide. So you just write the get. They both have the same name anyway, and I'll decide who to give it to. So that should be fine, if Stomach is the Shema. So therefore, he has it written. Katav le garesh. So first, if he says, now, first he doesn't say, I'll decide. His first step is, we're going to get to another, so I skipped a yetra. Okay. So he decides, okay, I don't know which one. Let's start again. I want to divorce my wife Leah, who is the older Leah. So katav le garesh la gedola. Le garesh bo ta ktana. But again, that doesn't prove anything. That's because it was written for the other Leah. That's Shani Adabdikal of Hashem Gerishin de Ahi. See, even though it may be the Gerishin of this man's wife Leah, but which this man's wife Leah? So that's also considered to be minutak to another. Okay, fine. Next case. Elamihar. Even more than that. So here's the case. The guy has two wives by the name of Leah. I certainly can't afford two of them. And therefore he says, you know what, let me decide after a week. You write it to my wife Leah, but don't have a mind which one, because I don't know. So therefore, we'll decide which wife Leah I meant when you wrote the get. But it's definitely for Leah. So you think, gosh, if it's definitely for Leah, so then my not knowing which Leah is the best stomach that could be. Because now when I choose the Leah, it'll for sure be the right Leah. No, because it's still possible to garish, but maybe because that's Dilma Shani Atendain Breira. That's a whole different issue. Since it was written for some Leah, who's my wife, if you hold Yesh Breira, so remember that what Yesh Breira means is that what does happen historically is what is caused to happen by prior events to happen, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, it was all written in the stars. And so therefore we could see that now we found out what was meant to be. But suppose you hold Ein Breira. If you hold Ein Breira, as Rashi's Mefarish elsewhere, what happens is random. In which case, at the time that the get was written, it may well be that had it been given at that moment, it would have ended up in the other layer's hand. And now what happened is it went to the wrong layer. So if it went to the wrong layer, that's worse than stomach. If you hadn't said, write it out for my wife, Leah, that's what I want to know. Maybe there would be kosher. Again, you walk into a Hallmark book of gittin cards, it may be easier than having the sefer write it to the wrong Leah, thinking that you'll be able to retroactively define which Leah was meant. In the Hallmark store, they never thought to define which Leah was meant, so there was no problem with Breira. I do not see how you take for granted that a get is necessarily possible in the Hallmark store. That's my problem. Elamiha, the only way I know it is from this. Hakotev tov se giti. Here it says, if someone is a sofer, and he's writing the toface of the get, as opposed to the toref, which is the main point that needs to be done with Shema. Then he's just writing the form, and then you can fill in the rest yourself. The things that he needs to leave blank is the name of the man, the name of the woman, the names of the edim, and the place and the time. V'yomer Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, also the words, Harei at muteret l'chol adam, because that's the ikra get, and that needs to be written l'shma. Now, if stama was to l'shma dami, then none of this is true. As long as I don't have in mind for somebody in particular. So now I'm just writing for anyone with this name, that has a wife of this name, that lives in that place, and so on. So whatever I leave blank, I left blank. Whatever I put in limits my customer base, but that's all it does. It shouldn't possibly get. Unless stama is not kosher. Therefore, Rava had his steer that he was looking for. And now we could give you his explanation. Why there's a difference between Eimed Lishma, which stomach is to Lishma, and not Eimed for the event, in which case stomach should be Lishma. Kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman kisherim, ela shelo alu lebaalim l'shem chova, chutz min ha-pesach ve-achatat. Ha-pesach bizmano, ve-achatat bechozma. Rabbi Eliezer omer, af ha-asham. HaPesach b'zmano, achatat v'Hashem b'chol zman. That's the right way to say it. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, achatat ba'al chet, v'Hashem ba'al chet. Nu, so machatat, psula shelo l'shma, v'Hashem pasul shelo l'shma. Yossi ben Choni omer, nishchatim l'shem Pesach, l'shem chatat, or also psulim. Shimon, achi Azarya omer, shachatan l'shem gavoa mehen kishiri, l'shem damoch mehen psulim. Ketzat, kodshim kodashim, shachatan l'shem kodshim kalim. Psulim. Kachim kalim shechtan l'shem kachem kadashim kisherim. Habukor v'amaaser shechtan l'shem shelamim kisherim. Shelamim shechtan l'shem bukor l'shem maaser. They do not require a matan shtayim shul ka'arba, do not require the sachim, tenofas chaz of a shok, smicha. Therefore, as a lower level of kedusha, b'sulin. Lama le'lamitna ela shelo alu. Litne v'lo alu l'balim l'shem chova. Akamash malam le'balim hudu lo alu l'shem chova. Ava b'kedusha tayu kaime v'yosu l'shenu yabeg. Uchid rova. Ne'om ha'rova ola sheshach ata shelo l'shma. It's still asr lizrok dama shelo l'shma. Ibait ema sifara, ibait ema kra, ibait ema sifara. Mishut deshani bakal ani lishne bavalezo. Ibait ema kra, motza sifatecha tishmar v'yasita kasha nadarta l'ashem elokecha nidava. What do you mean nidava? Nidava? You just said kasha nadarta. Neder, ela, im kema shenadarta asita. Fine. Yei neder v'yatzata yadei chova. Ve'im la, so it's still a nidava, yei. What a shame, man. We had so much fun. Rami Rava Milamal Yata Adadi Vishani Umay Milamal Yata. San Kalazabakam Shinizbako Shalolishman. Aha! Taima the Shalolishman. Hastama Aludamila Ba'alim Nashim Chova. Alma Stama Namikilishman Dami. Vramini Kola Gechinichtav Shalolishem Ishapasu. When we know that there is Stam and Ami Pasu, and Shani, Zivachim Bestam, Lishman Omdim, Isha Bestam, Alav Lagerashin Omedet. Wait a minute. Zivachim Bestam, Kisherim Inola. Ilema Miadetan, Kala, Zivachim Nizbuka Shalom Lishman, etc., etc. Veloka Tani Shalom Nizbuka Lishman. That's exactly what it says by the get. Kola get Shinichtav Shalom Lishem Isha Pasu. Look at that. Lonichtav Lishem Isha Pasu. Elamiha, the Tznan Ketzav, the Shman Vishalo, the Shman, the Shem Pesach, the Shem Shlamim. Aha, time of the Yom, the Shem Pesach, the Shem Shlamim. Ha, the Shem Pesach, the Stoma, that wouldn't be called the Shman Vishalo, the Shman. It would be kosher. Am a stomach, the Shman, David. Nah, the Mashani Hatam, the Yom Kolosel, that Vishonah was it. Okay, let me say that. Shalo, the Shman, the Shman. Is what? L'shem Shalamim or L'shem Pesach? Ah, time of the L'shem Shalamim, L'shem Pesach. Ha-stama L'shem Pesach kasher? So clearly, stama is k'lishma. Nah, d'yom ha-shani atam, d'yom ha-yochiach sofa t'chilato. Inami, I did a ton of l'shman, v'shalol l'shman, ton inami, shalol l'shman v'lishman in that fashion. Elamiha, L'shem shisha devarim ha-zevach nizbach, L'shem zevach, the type, L'shem zoveach, the owner. L'shem shem, who was mitzvah for the mitzvah. L'shem ishim, to be burned and not cooked. L'shem reyach, has been on the mizbeach. L'shem nichorach, that nachas ruach. And achatat, v'hasham, l'shem v'chet. Machloket, by the way, is l'shem v'chet or l'shem chet. Om Reb Yossi, af mi shelo haya b'libo l'shem achat mikol eilu, kasher shetnai beit dinu, atnu beit din, Now, Isaac, what do you mean? Kaime beidinu matne milta de mifsa bay? The gabe get, the stama paso binol. Ilema miodetanoio verba vishamako sofri makrim ish ploni greish ploni makom ploni. The omar, oh, the fine province. Zeshmi vizeshem ishti, paso legareshbo. The Omer of Papa, the Omer of Papa, also be so free, Master Yinli Tlameda Skina. Velo yichtu v'shum kiritut klal. Elamiha. Yetra akein katav v'gareshet ishto v'nimlach, mitzao b'niro v'amar lo, shmi kishimcha, shem ishti kishem ishtecha, posa v'garesh pa. The Omer shani atab de intikle l'shem gerushin dehu. Elamiha. Yetra akein, yesh lo shtei nashim, shishvoteyen shavot, Katav legareshet ha'gdola, lo yigaresh bot ha'ktana. Di omer shani hatam de intikla l'shum gereshet de'ahi. Elamiha, even more yetrake. Amal le'avlar chtov, le'ezi sherze ha'garesh, pasul legareshet bot. No, it's also not a riot. Di omer shani hatam de'ein b'reira. Elamiha. Ha'kotev tovsei gitin, tzorich sheniach mekoma ishum, mekoma isha, mekoma idim, mekoma zman. V'omer v'yirom r'shvul av tzarek sh'yaniach makom hare at muteret l'chol adam. The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle. Josh, you're on.
Until I had to just say the fortune.
Excellent. But actually, before we find God, why don't we have a little bit of an introduction to Yanim of Kutchin, so at least we won't be talking about the years here. First of all, you'll recognize that the Gemara and Shabbos says that Seder Kutchin is the word of the word chokmas is seder kutchin, which means that somehow or other here are embedded elements of true chokma, as the Rambam points out. It's not very clear what element that's referring to, because we'll see as we go through the Masechta about the simplest Masechta that there is. And that it's mostly structure, to see the inyanim of the korbanos. It is one of the simplest, Zorkin and Menachos, I think, are the simplest Masechta Rishas. Because they're perfectly structured, and they're really based on the sugyas and the chumash very clearly. By the way, you should take the time to review the sugyas and the chumash for these Masechta, because chaval, I mean, if you don't have the inyanim straight, then you're going to really get confused, and there's no reason to be confused. Let's actually review at least the basic korbanos, so we'll know what we're referring to over here. There's the two mesechtas zvachim u'menachos are, as the name implies, zvachim means things that require shechita, and that's a reference to the animals and the birds that are brought in the mizbeach, of which only tovim u'vneyona are kosher, and you know the animals that are kosher, and they're only behemos, not chayos, and so on. And then the zvachim themselves are split into some very simple categories. First of all, the main two categories is Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim. Kachi Kachim includes the Eila and the Chatzas and the Asham, and there's also the Atzeret. The main are those three, and they're unique in that their Shita has to be done in the north. They always only have, if they have achila at all, the Ola has no achila at all of Adam. It's only the achila of the Mizbeach, because everything is wrong in the Mizbeach. If they have an achila, then it's an achila that is limited to Kohanim. And it's an achila only of Kohanim that means of Zecharim, and the place where it's eaten has to be inside of the Mechitzas of the Azora. As opposed to Kachim Kalim, which can be shepherded anywhere in the Azora, and in which anybody can eat them, the part that's edible, even if it doesn't have to be Zechorim, it can be Baalim that eat them, and generally have the amount of time allotted to their Akhila is generally 2 days, with a night in between. Kachim 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 is always just 1 day and a night. Now there are Kachim Kalim that have limited Akhilas, for instance, in the Korban Pesach, obviously is very limited Akhila, because even according to one sheet, it's only Akhatos, and it's certainly it's only eaten that night. And there are other Kachim Kalim, such as a Korban Teda, whose time of Akhila is also limited, and in that sense, similar to Kachim Kachim. Then there's also Kachim Kalim that are specific types of Shlomim. Let's say the Torah is, I didn't even give you the names, I'm sorry, yeah. So, I mean, the main thing that we would be talking about, really, is the carbon shlomim, and that's something that you would bring on your own. Now, there's types of shlomim that is a toga where you're chayef to bring for something good that happens to you, and you're supposed to bring that carbon, which is a kind of shlomim, but it's different because it also includes lechem and can only be eaten for 1 day. And then there's other things that you have to bring, which are also essentially shlomim, but have their own name, such as the carbon pesach. It's brought as a shlomim, almost entirely. We'll see in this mission there are some differences. And the Bechor and the Ma'aser Behima. Now those are all types of Shlamims with a little bit different dinim, which become clear in this Mishnah.
Kachim Kalim can be eaten all in Yerushalayim, anywhere in
Yerushalayim? Yeah, Kachim Kalim, as long as it's within those Lefitas in Yerushalayim, is okay. Now, and in Shiloh, anyway, as you know, I'm sure from all of the broken containers and things, anywhere where you can sleep, right? So, now, one of the important things to recognize about these zvachim is that they have four specific elements that are called
their determinant avodas, and that is the shechita of the animal. We won't talk about birds for a moment, but of animals, there is no shechita of birds, as you know, for kachrim. It's malika instead, and to use your thumbnail, but we'll talk about that. But when it comes to zvachim, we have the actual shechita, and then we have the kabbalah sadan, which is taken in a cup, and then there's the holocha of that dam, bringing it up to the mizbeach, and then there's the zrika of that dam. Now the zrika is done in different ways for different korbanos. The most common zrika is a cross zrika from the cup across the diagonals of the mizbeach. So one would be, as you walk up to the mizbeach, and you're coming up from the south side, always the kevesh, which was the ramp going up to the mizbeach, was on the south, and you make a turn to your right, and you're going towards the east. Remember the way the mizbeach, the back of the base, the mizbeach is facing us when we're at the kosher. So that the mizbeach is more towards the east. If you'd be making, a right there, you'd be heading even further to the east. The southeast side would be the first place where you reach when you're walking around the mizbeach, whether you're going up to it or whether you're down on the ground. And that where you put the blood depends on what type of korban it is, as we'll discuss that. We don't have to talk about right now. But the zrika would be across the diagonals on the southeast side, and then you'd walk around and you'd get to the northwest side. Here's a nice picture that'll make it easy for you to imagine. And so if you're coming up and you're turning to your right, you always turn to your right, then you're over here, and you walk. Yeah, well, it doesn't show, unfortunately, doesn't show very much of where you're going to. But you'd reach here and here. Those would be the two sides. Now, some korbanos, especially when you're talking about kachrim, require a zrika on every single corner. Or, it's a chassis, you use your finger to take some of the blood and put it on each one of the corners. As a matter of fact, there's these kronot over here, indicative of the actual. They're called kronot in the sense of being horns, but it has double meaning, because the kronot of the mizbeach has all the edges of the mizbeach. Some of the korbanos, the ola is put on the bottom, unless it's a bird, in which case the ola is put on the top. And if it's a chatas, it's put on top, unless it's a bird, in which case it's the bottom. But it's easy to remember because birds fly up, so you can remember ola is a oath. And then that you can use that for everything else. So if ola's oath is up, so the chatas oath is down, and you know it's reversion. Reverse for the behemoth, so it's pretty easy to remember to make that just in it. Anyway, the other thing that's important is to know that these four avodot are avodot, not necessarily saying avodot, do they need to be done by Kohanim, by the way, because the shechita can be done by a zar, but it's called avodah, nonetheless. Boy, we have been missing them. I was about to send them an email trying to find out what happened. So the four avodot are important for a very special reason. They are the things that will define whether the korban is kosher or not. Now you'll say those things don't even have anything to do with them because you haven't even gotten up to the mizbeach yet. You haven't brought any of the korban to the mizbeach. And surprisingly, even if you never bring the korban to the mizbeach, the korban is perfectly kosher. It's a funny thing. The only thing that defines whether a korban was kosher or not was how you did those four things. If in the end you end up not bringing it on the mizbeach, or let's say that something happens, they ruin, they get lost, whatever, that doesn't affect the korban, it's still a kosher korban. So the ikuv, and there's various elements that you've got to be thinking about, or that you certainly can't think differently then, you see the difference between stam and specifically thinking differently, that are important in each one of those four stages. Let's review them again. The shechita, the kabbalah, the holocha, and the zrika. You've got to remember those things. The shechita, kabbalah, holocha, the zrika. Now, the things that you do during those avodot are indeed focused on the main element of the korban, which is to get the dam up on the mizbeach, and to get the emurim, the parts of the brahma on the mizbeach, on the mizbeach. And for that matter, the actual achila of the korban is an important part of the korban. So even though you can't, for instance, hurt a korban once you've completed those four avodos, you can't, by not being matir properly, ruin the korban. You can make it, you can't eat it, but you can't ruin the korban. Or the guy who's going to bring that korban was Yotze. But, surprisingly, if you do any of the four things, any of those four avodos, to do the korban wrongly, even if, let's say, you did the shechita, and your intent was, well, I'm going to do this shechita for this korban, in order that I'm going to take the meat of this korban and eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Or I'm going to eat it next week instead of what I'm supposed to. Then even though if you hadn't eaten it at all, it wouldn't make the slightest bit of difference to the korban. You just posel the korban. Not only did you posel, and you could do that in any one of those four avodas. So not only did you posel the korban, but you made that korban literally trait, so that if you eat it, if your matshava was at the wrong time, there would be a fee of karis. It's like eating chalev, to eat any of that korban. If you had it in the wrong place, it would be like eating chazir. It wouldn't be a kind of a fee of karis, but it would still be an isur la to eat. And then those two things generally are called pigo. Although technically speaking, we often use the word pigo specifically for the one that's karet, which is chutz l'zmanov, as opposed to chutz l'mikomo, which we just call chutz l'mikomo. Now those are the only things that create an actual isur of eating. But there's other machshavah that you're supposed to have, and if you change it, let's say you change what the intent of the korban is, so that even though it's a korban ola, you shecht it as a chatas, or you're shechting it as a shlamim, or whatever. Now that's called a shinui kodesh. That's the shinui in the name of the korban, or you could be mishana the name of the owner. You could say for something that's being shechted as a for Reuven, you're going to shecht it for Shimon. Those things will all, they won't pass over the carbon, except in special cases, we'll see, but they will certainly mess things up for the guy who is bringing the carbon, because he will not be Yotzei his nether. If he had made a nether to bring an Ola, a nether to bring a Shlomim, it's not, this is not his nether. And he's going to have to bring another one. But the korban, qua korban, is kosher. It just loses its relationship to him. Now that's whether we're talking about shinui kodesh, meaning the name of the korban, or shinui bali, meaning the name of the owner. Now there's other things that you're supposed to have a kavanah to, but since they relate to the haftarah, as we'll see a little bit later today, they're not going to be ma'akev, because haftarah per se is not ma'akev, at least according to some sheets. So we'll talk about those details. But knowing now, basically, the two types of korbanos, kashim kalim and kashim kosher, which we need to, I'm just giving you information for this mission alone, and we'll fill in as we go. We need to remember kashim kosher and kashim kalim. We need to remember the relationships of the avodas, the zricha, or shvita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zricha. We need to remember the types of psulim in terms of shalol lishma, which can either be shalol l'shem ba'alim, or shalol l'shem korban, shinui kodesh, or Shinoi Varlim, and we need to remember the names of some of the Karbanos. We have the Ola and the Chatas and the Yarsham as Kachin Kachin. We have our Shlomim, our Pesach, and our Bechor and Meiser down in the Kachin Kalim things, and the other little details we'll fill in as we go. Yeah. Kabbalah is to be, yeah, to be in the Kabbalah. Zot. We start off with the Seder. Now we get to the Masechta. When are we going to get to the Mishnah? Kol hazvachim shenizvachu shelo l'shman shemim ela shelo alu l'balim l'shem chovach chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. Any zevach that was nizvach, of course a zevach would be in a very technical term, would be specifically an animal, because it refers to the act of shechita. Even though zvachim includes also things that are malika, but here we're talking about behemoths. So kol hazvachim shenizbechu, which means that they were shechted. Shelo lishman. Now shelo lishman on the simple level here means for a different type of korban. However, as Tosis points out, and the Rambam makes it even more clear, it makes no difference whether the psul over here, shelo lishman, or shelo lishem the korban, let's say an ola lishem ashlomim, or whether it was shelo lishem abalim, Reuven's ola as opposed to Shimon's ola. Would really be the same. However, you should know that Tosis Ashita is that since in terms of the owner, the only thing that's important to him in terms of Kapora is the actual Zrikas Adam, the other things that may affect the general sense of carbon, that would be what type of carbon it is, not all of them are going to affect the Bialim, the Shinoi Bialim, because according to Tosis, Shinoi Bialim is only in Zrika. That doesn't mean only when you're doing Zrika. It means only when you're doing one of the four avodes of shchita, kabbalah, halacha, or zrika, with a machshava that the zrika is for the wrong guy. Because the only thing that's important to him is the dam who I'm a chaper. The dam is the maratzeh of the korban. Now, definitely, not everybody agrees with that. But that is such a shita. Rambam is not machalic between any of the things that you would do shalom l'shem, meaning in terms of the name of the korban, or shalom l'shem, meaning in terms of the name of the owner. One shinui kodesh, one shinui violin, technically speaking. So when it says shalom l'shem on ksherim, again, if it's a reference to shinui hakodesh, it means whatever you were thinking about. Shalom Lishman, whether the Zvika is Shalom Lishman, whether the Zvika was Almanat to do the other thing Shalom Lishman, whereas if it's referring to Shalom Lishem Balin, then it's in my focus, and according to Tosafot, it would only be if the Zvika is being done to do the Zvika Shalom Lishman, or of course the Kabbalah was done Shalom Lishman, or so on and so forth. The difference is that even though it's kosher, but shalom alola ba'alim l'shem chovah, if this guy had committed himself with a netter to get this korban brought, and he said, not that this shall be a ola. He said, I accept upon myself, he puts it on his own shoulders, a re'alai ola. Then this was not the ola that he promised, because it was changed. And we'll see how we know that. And the only time that this doesn't apply is where it's an event that takes place at a Korban Pesach or a Korban Chatas. Korban Pesach and a Chatas are uniquely sensitive to Shinui Kodesh, and, or Shinui Violin, and they are ruined completely by doing any of the avodas shalom lishma, as opposed to the others, which are kosher and just don't work for the owner. And of course, you'll sense why that would be true, because there's no korban that is so specifically related to its owner and purpose as the chatas and the pesach. And as the pesach is actually only bringable for somebody who's registered on it in advance, which is an impossible concept of any other korban. And the chatas is a unique thing that is being brought only because of this person's personal act. Therefore, to say, I will bring a chatas that belongs to one person, for another person, or for a different act, and so on, means that the whole korban, essentially, is meaningless. But of course, we'll have psukim that teach us this, as we'll see. So the chatas and the pesach cannot be changed. That there's one interesting difference between them, in that there's a strange rule that a korban pesach is defined by its context. All of the korbanos, they are what they are. A korban pesach is viewed essentially as a korban shlamim in its natural state. And it's only on erev pesach that a korban pesach is a korban pesach. That very same korban pesach, if it's not erev pesach, becomes a korban shlamim automatically. And therefore, it would be no different than changing any other korban shlamim. So therefore, the Mishnah has to tell us, a pesach bizmano, and that's dafka on erev pesach from chatzos up, and when you're going to do the shchit of a korban pesach, the achatat bechozma, and the korban chatzos would be at any point it would be posel lishma if done. Mashenkin the korban pesach, you're going to shech the korban pesach not at the time of the shchit of a pesach, it's like shechting a shlamim shalom lishma, and that's kosher. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, now here's our first dissenting opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the klal is wrong because the asham is essentially like the chatas. The asham is also being brought for a specific case by a specific person. And therefore, it's going to be possible, just as the korban chatas itself is possible. And of course, I agree with you, ha-pesach bizmano. I would say the way to say the klal would be, ha-pesach bizmano ha-chatas ba-asham b'cholzman, because you have to expand that a bit. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, ha-chatat ba-alchet va-asham ba-alchet. Look, both of them are very specific, and therefore are going to be sensitive in the same way to changes. So, ma chatat psula shalom lishma, afa hasham pasul shalom lishma. So this represents now the first machlokas. Does asham have the same status as chatas, or is it no different than a change in a korban ola, which is a very generic kind of korban, doesn't relate specifically to any chiyuv on you? Richard! Are you?
Yeah.
We miss so much? I'm sorry, it's a good thing it's on MP3. Good thing your computer is functioning. Now, the second machlokas that we have is that Yossi Ben Choni has a different approach, and he says the Pesach and the Chatas uniqueness works in both directions. It's not only that you can passel a Pesach and Chatas by doing it the wrong way, but rather anything else that you try to turn into a Pesach and Chatas becomes equally sensitive and is ruined. So So although you make change at Ola for an Asham without undue ill effects, because it will lower the Baal Shem Tov, it's still kosher. But if you try to change an Ola for a Chatas, then you'll ruin the Ola too, in the same way as if you would have changed the Chatas for the Ola. Or if that matter, an Ola for a Korban Pesach would be the same thing. So it works in both directions. Hanishchatim l'shem Pesach l'shem Chatas are also psulim. That which I would take and attempt to change into a Pesach and a Chatas become possible. I just did. You took a carbon ola and you tried to. You said this is a chatas. So then, according to Yosef Ekhani, you would actually ruin the carbon ola, as opposed to the Tanakam, who holds no, only in the other direction. You ruin the chatas, you can't ruin the ola. Now here we come to a really strange new shita. Shimon Achi Azaria. And we usually don't call people by their brothers' names; we call them by their fathers' names. And the reason that Shimon is called Achi Azaria, the Gemara explains elsewhere, is because this was the very famous Yisachar Zvulun arrangement at the time of the Gemara. And Azaria had gone into business and made a deal that he was going to provide his brother Shimon with all of his needs on condition that Shimon was going to share the schar of his learning. As a result of which, Shimon is no longer called his father's son. He's called his brother's brother, because he is, in effect, the result of his brother's yishkabos and so on. And the Gemara uses this often as the example of how such arrangements can be made. So therefore, wherever Shimon brings a shita, it's always mentioning his brother, not his father. So Shimon Achi Azaria Omer, Shachtan l'shem gavoa mehem kishirim, l'shem namuch mehem psulim. Now there's two, at least on the surface, two very important changes in the approach. First of all, he introduces the concept of higher level kedusha and lower level kedusha, in the sense that you can't ruin something by attempting to make it more holy. You can only ruin it by attempting to make it less holy. That's the first issue that is different. The other thing that is different about is that he says psulim, which implies that when you do ruin it, you ruin it. Not that you simply make it no good for the violin, but that it's actually pasul, which would also differ from the Tanakam. Now the Gemara is going to question later whether is this meant seriously, or does he just use the word pasul in the same sense that the Tanakam is using pasul? Or does he argue on two separate issues? Mm-hmm. Now, when I say upper and lower, Ketzad, what do I mean?
Do we also include trek there? I'm sorry. Is pasul also trek, or is it just not...
Well, yeah, anything that's possible is also to eat, but it's not pigul. Now, what do I mean when I say this? Well, in a general sense, let's take our categories, the broad categories, kachet versus kachet kal. So if you would check anything of the kachet set, chatas, ola, asha, you would try checking that for kachet kalim, one of the kachet kalim set, which would be the shlomim or the pesach or the maaser or the bechor. So they would always be possible because you're going down in the level of Kedusha. And that's reflected in the less restrictive elements of Kachet Kachim and how long you can eat them and where they have to be shechted and who's allowed to eat them and so on. On the other hand, if you shechted Kachim Kalim, L'shem Kachet Kachim, then they would be Ksherim. And we'll see that he understands this from a pasuk. But it's also true that within a set itself, there's upper and lower. It's not only the set. Moving down into the Kachim Kalim set and examining it. Let's say you would take either the Bechor or the Meiser and you would check them as if they were a normal Shlomim, and that would be kosher. But if you took a Shlomim and checked them for Bechor or Meiser, then they would be pasul, because we look always at the Bechor, Meiser, Pesach as being less valuable than a normal Shlomim. And the reason is that a normal shlomim requires essentially all four corners of the mizbeah with the dam. None of these do. All they require is pouring out the blood at the bottom of the mizbeah. So they don't have that special matana shnayim sheim arba. They have what's called shvicha liyisod as the etzem nisina sadal. So it's not even a standard zrika. That's called a lower level zrika. Plus, the shlamim requires the owner to put his hands on the animal, lean on it, and to smicha, and to thereby be masvich himself on that animal, whereas the Bechor shlamim, the Bechor Meiser and Pesach do not. Furthermore, there is a tenufas chaza v'shok, which is done on a shlomim, which is waving, he has to lift up the owner and the kohen, the chaza, which is the part of the what do you call it in England?
Dorsal.
Yeah, breast, but I mean, it means that whole part that is seized as right. The animal walks, it faces down.
The thorax.
Well, I don't really want the the doctor's words. I'm looking for the butcher's words. Is it the brick?
The flank.
The flank, okay. And the shoke, which is the leg. And those things do not require tnufa when it comes to the lower level kashrut kalim, which is the pesach, the bechor, and the maaser. So therefore, even within a set, we find higher order and lower, well, not order, but higher and lower kashrut.
This is a technical errors rather than intentional errors on the part of the Rebbe.
It could be either way. Yes, please.
Why don't there any paper?
Yes, you're right. So let's leave power. Aurel is always right, actually. Let's leave out those. Says the Gemara, Lomeli lanisna ela shalo ola. When you say, well, they're kosher, but, you don't have to say kosher, but in the Mishnah. You could say they're kosher and do not, because there's a difference. In the Hebrew, the difference is you need the extra word. We have a general rule. We always keep our verbiage low when it comes to teaching. They're sarah. And if it's coming to say ella, then that's coming to tell us only this is the problem, as opposed to what? What would I have thought differently? You would have said, Hakamashmalan, what it's coming to tell me is that indeed the only restriction is in terms of the bialim. Hakamashmalan, the bialim who de lo olu l'shem chovah, aval b'kedushatayu kaimu v'os l'shenu yavu. The question that you would raise is immediately having changed this ayla into an ashram. Do I now proceed exactly as if it were an ola with all of its kashas? Or can I say, well, I've already, now it really doesn't matter if I do the rest of it for an ashram or for an olam and so on. Kamashmalan, no. It is still the carbon that it originally was. And the connection to the bialim is not the issue over here. You're still going to have to do everything as if it were kosher. You mustn't change any more than you've already changed.
Why don't I know that from the word sharing?
That's sharing, they mean the general, generic kashrus. You're kosher as a carbon. It doesn't mean that you're usher to change anything in it. Those it may now be sort of a usher mola kind of thing.
Where does it take on the status?
It doesn't, but I might have thought that it would at the moment that I change it. No, its so initial status initially when I magdish it. So now you might think, now where this does take on some very serious, and this is a big machlokas in the Achronim really. What happens if the shinui with the shinui balin? So once it's lo olo lebalin b'lashem chovah, does it matter whether you're going to think it's for the balin or it's the fact that it's lo olo b'lashem chovah means that for all intents and purposes it is no longer the balin? Because he's not going to get anything out of it. So would it matter at this point whether I think it's for this balin or not? Because I knocked him out of the picture already. Now one would have thought that the main issue here, and the biggest finish would be, that even though you remove the shame of the balin from it, you're still not allowed to do so again. And that would be a big fish. There are some achronim. When I say achronim, I mean really late. I mean achronim that I knew. the Chazon Yecheskel, especially with his approach in the sugya, is that it doesn't apply to Shinoi Bialim, only if it applies to Shinoi Kodesh. There's a lot of reasons to disagree with him, but anyway, he was rather maverick in his approach, and he felt that the Mishnah's concentration on Shiloh Lishmo in terms of the Kodesh does not teach us that there's an Isser having removed the Bialim from it to change any more something that has to do with the Baalut, because there is no Baalut any longer. Correct. So it comes to tell us that the Kedusha Tayo Kaime, they still have the original Kedusha of Asura Shaduya Behu, and you cannot do any more Shinuyim on them. Ukira Rava, as Rava explains, Yama Rava, Ola Shishachta Shalolishma, Asura Zrob Damar Shalolishma, having shechted now the Ola Shalolishma, you can't go ahead now and do the Zrika Shalolishma, Iba Itema Svara, look, I mean, you can know that from your own simple Svara. And if you don't, Iba Itema Kor, you can prove it to you from a Pasuk. Look, I mean, it's logical to say, so just because you did something wrong, you're going to do it again? I mean, what, why would I think that I should now, something profound changes in the carbon? I did something wrong. It's not that I achieved the change in the carbon by doing a Shalom Shema. So why should I continue to do something wrong? If it was wrong the first time, what makes it better the second time? And the truth is, you can see it from a pasuk. Because the pasuk says, Motzei svatecha tishmor v'asita, kasher nadarta al Hashem elokecha nidava. Now there's something that is completely dissonant about this pasuk. You cannot make the neder that's a nidava. Either you're making a neder or you're making a nidava. They are two very different issues. A neder means you accept upon yourself to get something done. Hare alai ola. Well, if something happens to that ola, then you just accept the responsibility. You said, it's on my shoulders, Hare Olai. On the other hand, if you say, Hare Zo Olai, you take an animal and say, this animal's an ola. Well, it's out of your hands. Something happens to the animal. You never committed yourself to providing an insurance policy that this animal's going to... Either it is or it isn't. I mean, if it dies, you never said anything different. So how can the pasuk now confuse Kasita Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem Elokecha Nidava? So, asking, how did it become a nidava? It started out as a neder, Ella, the whole point that the pasuk is making is, kasher nadarta l'Hashem elokecha. Look, if the atzita kasher nadarta l'Hashem elokecha, you managed to get done what you swore, and what you swore was to bring an oila, and the way that the oila was supposed to be brought was l'shem oila. So if it was brought that way, then asita kasher nadarta. But if you weren't asita kasher nadarta, you didn't manage to get it done properly, then nidava. Then it becomes a nidava. It still has to be brought exactly the way it would have been brought if it was a nidava, except it won't count towards your netter. Beautiful deep in the process. Absolutely stunning. So therefore, having changed its status from a netter to a nidava, you've achieved one thing and one thing only, that you're not going to be yotzi your netter. But certainly a nadava you're not allowed to make changes in. So if it had been brought originally as a nadava. So in inkuma kishad nadarta asita yeh neder. Vim lav nadava yeh. And nadava mishari l'shinuyema. Given that it's a nadava, could you make changes in it? So the change in status now only tells you that it's a nadava and therefore you can make no further changes in it. Amalei Ravina Rav Papa. Now Ravina told Rav Papa, you know, what a shame. Oh, God. Lo avita gabon b'orta b'tchuma. You know, that's what happens when you live so far out of town. You can't manage to come to the Beit HaMedrash on Shabbat because out of the tchum. Did you live out of town on purpose? Anyway, so you weren't there in the tchum. Because Rava went to town, and the Rami Rava, Mili Mal Yasa, that's probably where it comes from, right? Because you couldn't come to town. Rava really went to town. That's Becharmacha is the name of this town. Where Rava pointed out some really cute contrast. This is a lot of fun. Asked one on the other. Vishani when he explained the difference between them. And that's the way that my meal and my yes, so what were these really exciting things? The Mishnah Zvakan says, Kala Zvakan says, Shalolishman. And that Shalolishman means Shalolishman. Meaning you specifically directed it to something other than what it was. But I mean, there's three levels. There's Lishman, there's Shalolishman, those are the polar ends, but then there's just Stana. You do it without it thinking anything in particular. I mean, it's then something that's not being thought of in particular generally should tend to be what it is without your interfering with it. So since the Mishnah claims that the only problem is that it's Shalolishman, and we're going to prove this later, Mashma, that if it was Stam, suppose you didn't think anything, there'd be no problem, and it would be Alu Nami Labalim L'Shem Chovah, would be 100% kosher plus count towards the netter. Now, From there we would assume that the rule is that Alma Stama Namikalishma and Dami, that when something is brought for whatever it is what it is, and you don't have to think about it any further. The problem is that we have the same concept of Absur Shalom Shema when it comes to Gittin. You must write a get L'shem Ota Isha. And when it comes to Gittin, we know the din is, it says over there, Kol HaGet Shenichtav Shelo L'shem Isha Pasul, and, as we'll prove later, when it says over there, Shelo L'shema, it means even if it would be Stam, if it was just written as a get, a generic get, it would be possible. Now, how do you explain that? A generic Zevach is kosher, because it's automatically the guy's Zevach, but a generic get is possible. Why? And he himself explained the answer. You missed everything. And the answer was that he explained that Vishani, and he explained the answer that Zvachim Bistam Mishman Ombim Isha Bistama Lav Lagerish and Omeda. The difference is that the context is definitive. So a Zevach is what it is, having been defined as an Ola. So now, if somebody proceeds to act with it, then he's acting with it on the basis of what it is. It's an Ola. Moshe Einkein, writing the get, would be applicable to whom? We're going to say, a woman is meant to be divorced. I mean, why in the world? You have to create this new status called a married woman now becoming a divorcee, which is a complete uprooting of all nature of things. So how could you do that by simply writing it generically? And therefore, the lishma that's required is much different than the lishma that's required here. So the lishma that's required here is merely not to uproot it from what it is. But the lishma that's required by the woman is an actual positive change that requires your consciousness in order to achieve. So how could you achieve it by stomach? That's what he explained. And I think that that's a brilliant insight into the nature of lishma. Just because something is called lishma doesn't mean that it works in the same way. You have to learn to distinguish the various cases. Okay, but you know, you made a lot of assumptions. I mean, you said they were brilliant contrasts, but I don't understand how you reached the conclusion. The words used, shalom lishma, on the surface are exactly the same by Zvokim as they are by Gittin, and yet you came to the conclusion that they mean different things. It sounds to me like you were planning the solution when you were asking the question. How do you prove to me that the question was a real question? You say Zvokim is so much in, you know. How do you know that? Is it just the way that the Mishnah phrased it? From the fact that the Mishnah said, Ilema mihadetan kolah Zvokim shenizku shalom lishma. And you say, aha, so that means positively shalom lishma. And it could have said, Shalom Nizbukul Lishman, that word brought Lishman, and that would have meant that you need to have a Lishman, that it, maybe that's your deal. So it's only if you're actively Shalom Lishman, but not if you're passively not engaging in Lishman. Well, excuse me, but it uses exactly the same language by Gittin, so I'm not saying I'm going to prove that. I mean, you've got to get Nami. It says by get the exact same words. It says, Katani, Kol HaGet Shenichtav Shelo L'Shem Isha Pasul. Does it say Shelo Nichtav L'Shem Isha? So you could, where's the contrast? Elamiha. I'll tell you. Take a look at the continuation of the Mishnah, which we're going to get to only later in the ending parak here. Ketzad L'Shman V'Shelo L'Shman. Now later on the Mishnah is talking about the next stage of complexity in which there's mixtures of machshava. One machshava at the beginning of an act and one machshava at the end of an act, or one machshava on one act and one machshava on another act, let's say the zvicha for lishma and the kabbalah shalom lishma. We'll see, the Gemara will distinguish between the different types of lishma and shalom lishma. But in any event, it says over there, giving examples in the Mishnah, when I say lishma v'shelo lishma, what do I mean? Well, lishma would be, let's say, l'shem Pesach, and then l'shem Shlomi, okay? So that means that I'm doing it correctly, it's a confessor l'shem Pesach, and then I change it l'shem Shlomi. Ah, so the implication is time, and the Yom l'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlomi. But let's say you would have just said, l'shem Pesach, and nothing. Now, I didn't think any further. So if I didn't think any further, apparently it's okay. So you see from there that when it comes to Kutchin, it's okay. Oh, come on. I mean, what is that? That's because you started it right. I mean, maybe if you start something right, you don't have to sit there and think about it the whole time. I mean, you're saying, I'm thinking about a Korban Pesach. I am dreaming of a Korban Pesach. And then you start thinking of other things, and you're not thinking about the Korban Pesach at all. So the reason over there would be because you do Mishani Yathagama Kolos Adat Rishon Aorosa. If you start a process correctly, maybe when you continue to work, and think all the time about what you're doing, when otherwise we'd have to say, L'shei Matzah, Mitzvah, L'shei Matzah, Mitzvah, L'shei Matzah, Mitzvah, the whole day. I usually say, everything that I'm doing is L'shei Matzah, Mitzvah, and that sort of handles it. So how can you prove from there? Well, you're right, you can't. Okay, but take the next piece, and the next piece says, Shalo L'shman U'l'shman. What would be the case? Let's say, your kavana was L'shem Shlomim, and L'shem Pesach. So that's only because you went out of your way to say L'shem Shlomim, that's what makes it Shalom L'shma. But suppose you hadn't thought anything when you started doing your Zvicha. The Mashmaut is that that wouldn't have been a problem. Hatstama, you start up Stam, and then you think, oh yes, it's L'shem Pesach the way it should be. That would be kosher. So you see, that's just not thinking anything. It should be Stam is kosher. Of course, that also doesn't prove anything, because it's possible that the fact that you ultimately asserted that it's a Pesach is an indication that we retroactively view what you did as Pesach. I mean, but we're not talking about a case where you retroactively could assert anything. So maybe over there, I mean, maybe over there it's different. Over there we may say that a non-thought, a stam thought, can be defined by its ultimate expression in which you consciously define what you're doing, and now we say, so then that shows that your mind ultimately reached this conclusion. We can view everything that you did as part of one whole act. But maybe if you'd never had any thoughts in your brain, that a stomach wouldn't have been anything.
That's form of prayer.
No, we'll get to prayer a little bit later. What do you mean? In the cases where you, in our case, Shalom is when you're thinking about bringing it to the wrong type of carbon. It's Pesach and your intent was to bring it as a Shalom. Well, that was the whole introduction. There are other Shalom Lishmas, but it's the Shalom Lishem Baalim. So, these are things we're going to think about. Basically, it's the Kohen. There's questions about whether the Baalim could have any impact on this process.
While the Kohen is...
Yeah, we'll see later on. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Right now, we're talking about the Kohen. So, maybe it's over there because of Yochiach Sofa Tchilato, or, you know what? Maybe it's not even a good diak at all, because we've established that it is necessary to say this in the ratio. Because you have to start off at the lead with what you're doing. But so maybe because of that, and since we said before Lishman v'Shalom Lishman, since bringing the case of Shalom Lishman to Lishman in the same way, just as a parallel, not that it absolutely has to be done this way, but it would ruin the parallel to say Stama and then talk about the Lishman. Okay, so it says it this way. I'll prove it for somewhere else. I mean, you know what? There's also this other halacha that puts all the different things you're supposed to be thinking about. It says L'shem Shishad Varim Hazerach Nisbach. Now, actually, there's six different intents that you're supposed to have at the time that you're bringing a korban. Now, some of these intents are definitions of what the haktarah is supposed to be like. And as I've already pointed out to you, the haktarah is basically unimportant, because if you weren't maktir at all, you wouldn't make any difference. It's only what your initial attempt was up to the dam. Therefore, there are some shitas who hold that these things, six, only the two of them that have to do with the actual, the shame of the karba, which has to do with the zrika level and as well, or the shame of the baalim, which is the zrika level as well, are the things that you really have to have in kavana at those times. The other things are just things that you think about at the time of the haktara, if you're doing the haktara. And therefore, they're not really meaningful in the sense of being ma'akim on any level. However, from the Rambam, it's mashma that the mitzvah is to have in kavana all of these things at the time that you're doing any of the four avodos, because after all, those four avodos do define what it is that the haktara is going to be like. So, what are those six things? Okay. Well, first of all, L'shem Zevach. I mean, it's got to be the time. Ola is an Ola is an Ola. And that is important to our Mishnah. L'shem Zoveach. Who is the guy that is bringing this Ola? We've got to know that, too. Now, those are the two things that our Mishnah was focused on. Now, it also has to be l'shem Hashem. Because if you're doing it, what am I doing? Well, I'm not shechting an animal for the heck of it. I'm shechting it because there's a mitzvah that it be done. L'shem Ishim. Now, it also has to have in mind that I'm bringing this up to be brought on the Mizbeach, on the fires of the Mizbeach, not as a barbecue. Now, there is two different ways of looking at this. You know, I'm bringing it on the fire the way I would bring other meat on the fire. Or I'm bringing this to burn. The idea of it is l'shem Ishim, and that's very strongly expressed in Parshas Tzav, where it keeps repeating Al HaEsh. The concept of Eish in a carbon is important. L'shem Reach, now it also has to be brought up to make a good smell. And that means, that I can't do things to them before. So if I'm going to change the status of the meat before, I'll boil it up, I'll bake it, I'll cook it, or I'll barbecue it, and then I'll bring it up to the Yishuv. That's not called l'shem Reach. L'shem Nichoach is a sense of Nichoach, even though we use that as also smell or taste, but you notice it comes to the word Noach. And Noach is the idea of Nachas Ruach. So it gives you a sense of fulfillment. And this means to fulfill the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has Nachas Ruach, in that in having said something and it was done, then that now balances everything. L'shem Hashem is for the mitzvah. Over here it's l'shem the impact of the Mishnah Kaviyachol on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the mitzvah. Because remember, the concept of a korban is a very personal kind of thing in which I'm being mitzkarev. It's not a sacrifice. It's an act of kirva. It's an act of kirva. I have to express my concern for not only the fact that this is a mitzvah, but that it's your ratzon that this mitzvah be done. And that's a separate way of looking at things. Generally speaking, if I'm not engaged in an act of avoda, I just think about the fact that it's a mitzvah, so you got to do it. That's not enough. If you're doing avoda, avoda is a relationship. So you have to focus on the relationship element. It's the difference, to say, if somebody is bringing his wife flowers. So there's two ways to do that. It's time to bring flowers again, because if I don't bring flowers, she's going to kill me. Or, you know, what a great thing. I love to get the flowers that she likes, because she enjoys them so much. But the level of the gift is a completely different thing. The same thing is here. And if you're dealing with a chatas or an arsham, it has to also be l'shem chet. It has to define the chet that it's being brought for as well.
No.
Only none are posel. But all the shalol and l'shem balim is the two. That's what I was expressing before, that the others relate to that. Haktara, and haktara is a whole different thing.
I think it's very specific of the individual.
Yes, if you have the wrong chet, it also tossles, as we'll see. Om Rabbi Yossi, af mi shalol ayad libo l'shem achas b'kolelu kasher. Now Rabbi Yossi says, even if you weren't thinking about any of this, it would still be kosher. Shitznai beidinu. Because actually, beidin went out of its way to keep Kohanim's sticky minds out of this process. Shitznai beidinu, but based on when Adam were matzne, the lo lema l'shma. You know what? Just don't think too much, because when you think too much, you end up messing things up. You're going to end up having the wrong carbon in mind, the wrong guy in mind, you're going to get all confused. Better just leave things the way they are.
Stoma.
So, it's the low lame of Lishma, the most of the name is the low Lishma. Now, the Isaac Bezer Stam Apostle, you're going to tell me that Stam is Apostle, I mean, that's crazy. So, Bezer should come along, Apostle all the Karbanis, in order not to cut the path of the ones that are Shalom Lishma. What does that mean? Makami Bezer, no matter what the Mishal is, they're going to make now a Takbanis, Apostle essentially all Karbanis. That doesn't make sense. So, therefore, it's understandable from that Stama must be Lishma when it comes at least to the elements of Zvokin. Now how do we know that by get that's not true? How do we know that by get the Stama is possible? You still haven't proved to me that he's got this serious contradiction that he had to work out. So Gabi get the Stama possible minola. That we're going to find out tomorrow.
The context doesn't help us out here.